Before winter descends in earnest, it's a good idea to check your bird feeding station for potential dangers. It's a dreadful irony to invite birds in for human enjoyment if the price they pay is injury or even death. The windows through which we so enjoy watching our winter birds are treacherous death traps. Windows kill 500 million to as many as 1 billion birds in the United States every year. Of birds that hit windows and fly away, studies conclude that a full 50% die later from head trauma and other collision-related injuries. Many of these birds are not drawn into our yards by feeders. Every spring and fall, I hear of residential house window mortality by oven birds, cuckoos, and other insectivores that never visit feeders. Some of these were attracted to the yards by all the bird activity, even though they themselves don't visit feeders. I've been brought dead and injured saw-whet and boreal owls that had been drawn to feeding stations not for bird seed, but for the birds themselves. Many window-related deaths take place in cities. Birds have to pass through all kinds of habitat in their journeys to the tropics, and many nocturnal migrants are disoriented by lights at skyscraper windows up at the elevations at which the birds are migrating. Several large cities have organizations that work on minimizing those kills by encouraging owners and managers to douse the lights on good migration nights. But kills at lower windows are just as bad and trickier for us to deal with. A recent study in Edmonton found that birds are, as one might expect, most likely to be killed in areas where their numbers are most dense. In other words, in rural areas, in established urban areas that have many mature trees, and near bird feeding stations. So whatever we can do to minimize the issues in our own yards will make a difference. Unfortunately, making our windows safe for birds is not easy. When you're installing new windows, double-hung windows with the screens on the outside are the only windows that are actually bird-friendly, at least as long as those screens stay up. You can affix decals or tape to the outside of the glass, including some sold by the American Bird Conservancy, to help birds see the glass. But it's important to remember that in nature, birds easily negotiate flying rapidly between branches. The only way decals or tape work effectively is when you leave no more space between them than the space of a spread hand. Setting bird netting on the outside of a window can help too, though it's tricky to get it set to be taut enough to work as a trampoline rather than a bird trap. The Bird Screen Company at www.birdscreen.com customizes window screening designed to be hung on the outsides of windows. Creative people can devise similar systems for themselves. Whether or not you can get up external screening, decals, or tape, set your feeders directly on the glass or the window framing. When birds fly off from a feeder set any further than 3 feet away from the window, they can collide at top speed. When we set windows any further than that while still at a comfortable distance for our viewing pleasure, we're unknowingly setting a death trap. One Mother's Day, my husband and kids built a big platform feeder set into the framing of our dining room window, and since then, not a single bird has crashed into what had been a real killer. Now that was a gift that keeps on giving. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.